Alright. So think about a time when someone introduced you to something life-changing. Maybe a person, a place, or an experience that shifted your perspective. At 19, when I was 19, I met a guitarist through a mutual friend who played drums, a meeting that would transform my life entirely. So his name is Hong Jun-ho. He's a Korean guitarist, and he visited Melbourne, I think, more than 10 years ago. At the time, he performed in Sydney Meyer Hall, you know, Sydney Meyer Hall, New City. He performed there for the Korean reality shows, I Am a Singer. So he was the guitarist of the band. So at the time, he visited and finally met me, and then we had a really great time all day. And this photo was took at the front of the music shop on Box Street, Alan's Music. So yes, it was a great time with him. Under his mentorship, I learned an approach to guitar that was unlike anything I'd encountered before. His teaching was deeply practical and expanded both my perspective and understanding of the musical instrument in ways I had not imagined possible. When we first met, he was relatively unknown, yet his talent didn't stay hidden for long. His reputation spread rapidly across Korea, and he soon became recognized as the country's the best premier session guitarist, a status he maintains to this day. Last 20 years, absolutely he was the best guitarist in Korea, and every Korean guitarist knows his name. He's so popular guitarist in Korea. The skills, musical interpretation, and artistic sensibility I gained from him have profoundly shaped who I am as a musician and also changed my music life. So now I apply and share these insights in service of church worship music. I want to share what I have personally experienced and witnessed with others serving in church ministry. So my hope is that through better worship music, we can lead our congregation into deeper, more meaningful worship of God. So today, my sermon will point out that impulse to share what has transformed us is at the heart of our faith. We explore how God calls us not just to receive light, but to become light for a world desperately searching in darkness. In Isaiah 49, we meet the servant of the Lord, speaking from a place many of us know too well, the place of discouragement. I have labored in vain, he confessed in verse 4, and also he said, I have spent my strength for nothing. Perhaps you have felt this in your own life. You have prayed, served, and tried to make a difference, yet wondered if any of it matters. But listen to what happens next. God doesn't dismiss the servant's feelings. Instead, God expands the vision. He says, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob. I will also make you a light for for the Gentiles that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God says the original mission was too small. When we feel inadequate for the task before us, God is already dreaming bigger. The servant who felt he'd accomplished nothing is destined to bring light to the entire world. This is where we must pause and recognize ourselves in this text. Like the servant, we are chosen, not because of our strengths, achievements, or spotless record. Verse 1 tells us the servant was called before I was born. From within the womb, he called me by name. Before you took your first breath, before you made your first mistake or earned your first success, God chose you. You are not an accident. You are not Plan B. You are called by name to be a light bearer in this world. But here is the challenge. Being chosen comes with a commission. Verse 6 makes it clear. We are not called simply to enjoy God's salvation privately. We are called to be a light for the Gentiles, to carry God's salvation to the ends of the earth. The light we have received is meant to shine beyond us, beyond our comfort zones, beyond our communities. Now let's turn to John's Gospel, where we see this pattern lived out in real time. John the Baptist declares, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Notice, not just the sin of Israel, but the world. The universal scope of Isaiah 49 echoes here. When two disciples hear John's testimony, they follow Jesus and ask, "Where are you staying?" Jesus responds simply, "Come and see." He didn't say anything, "I'm staying where, I'm doing something like that." He just responds very simply to the disciples, "Come and see." They spent the day with him, experiencing a personal encounter that changes everything. And here is where it gets beautiful. Andrew can't keep this discovery to himself. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." From personal encounter flows outward mission. Andrew becomes a light bearer, bringing his brother into the light of Christ. This is the pattern for all of us. We encounter Jesus personally, in scripture, in prayer, in community, in the quiet moments when we know we are not alone. That encounter transforms us. And like Andrew, we are compelled to share it. Not out of obligation or guilt, but because we have found something too good to keep to ourselves. But let's be honest. Sometimes we feel more like the discouraged servant than like confident light bearers. We wonder if our witness matters. We see the darkness in the world, the divisions, the pain, the injustice, and we feel small. How can I be a light for the nations? How can my life contribute to salvation reaching the ends of the earth? Here is the truth Isaiah 49 teaches us. God specializes in using the unlikely, the discouraged, even the one who was despised and abhorred by the nation. Your weakness doesn't disqualify you. It positions you to reveal God's strength. Your limitations don't diminish the mission. They highlight that the power is God's, not yours. So what does it mean for us, practically, to be light bearers? It means living like Andrew. When we encounter Christ, we bring others along. It means recognizing that every conversation, every act of kindness, every moment of integrity is an opportunity to reflect God's light. It means believing that God can use your story, your gifts, your ordinary life as part of the extraordinary mission to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. You are chosen. You are called by name. You are made to be light. Not someday when you're more qualified or less broken, but right now. What are you waiting for? The world is waiting for the light you carry. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for calling us by name to be your light bearers. When we feel inadequate, remind us that you work through the weak. Give us courage to share the light we have received, bringing others to Christ as Andrew brought Simon. Send us out to reflect your love and carry your salvation to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.